Mr. Majica and the Haunted Hotel and Mr. Majica and the School Play, written and read by Humphrey Carpenter. Mr. Majica and the Haunted Hotel. Chapter 1. The Lollipop Lady. It was Monday morning at St. Barty's School, and as usual, four people from Class 3 were late. Hamish Bigmore was late because he'd overslept. This was because he'd stayed up very late to watch a film on television. The film was called The Deadly Slime. At breakfast, Hamish upset his parents by pretending to be the Deadly Slime. He pretended to be the Deadly Slime all over the breakfast table. The Deadly Slime crawled all over the butter and the cornflakes and the milk jug until Mrs. Bigmore came over faint and Mr. Bigmore hurried Hamish off to school. Jodie was late because she couldn't make up her mind which dress to wear, nor should it be her dungarees, and which shirt went best with them. She changed her clothes 6 times before breakfast. Thomas and Pete were late because Thomas couldn't find his right shoe, and Pete couldn't find his left shoe. In the end, Thomas's right shoe was discovered inside Pete's left Wellington boot, and Pete's left shoe was discovered on the right foot of Thomas's old teddy. Hamish Bigmore, Jodie, Thomas and Pete all came hurrying down the lane about 5 minutes after school had started. An old lady stepped out from behind a tree.
"Wait a minute, my little chicks," she called. "Auntie Mina will help you little toddlers across the road. She'll stop the dangerous cars and lorries from running into you."
She was wearing a rather grubby-looking raincoat and hat and was holding a traffic sign shaped like a lollipop with the word STOP painted on it.
"Dangerous cars and lorries?" laughed Thomas. "Don't be silly. The only thing that ever comes down this lane is the vicar on his bicycle."